grim on its way to the ship, because I saw my doctor today, and he tells me I must go away for a little while. He just gave me a frown, said you have to leave town, for your nerves are run down. No fear, I'm not going to die, I just dropped in to say goodbye. So goodbye to the lights and the glorious nights, it's the price I am paying for my cabareting. And the old doctor tells me my liver is queer, I must rest for a year. I have nervous prostration from that hesitation, but I don't regret it. The bankroll, I'll bet that if I'm in good condition a year from today, why, I'll do it all over again. Today I have seen every play, been in every cafe, and everything just seemed to be right. So my life has been one big Arabian night. You see, no more tangles for me, no more 4 o'clock tea, me for over the sea, where I can eat with my knife. Oh, it's me for the simple life. So goodbye to the lights and the girlies and tights. Every tableau dinner just makes me grow thinner. And the old doctor tells me I'm all out of gear, I can't even have beer. No more raising the dickens with pretty young chickens, but I'm not complaining, I'm just going and training. If I'm not with the angels a year from today, why, I'll do it all over again.
Wonder where you're gonna get the rent?
Get the rent.
Do you wonder where your weekly wages went?
Wages went.
When the houses are so high that you cannot see the sky, have you ever thought of living in a tent? Let's pack our things and trek together, pack our things and trek. We'll have no worry but the weather, pack our things and trek. Trek, trek over the highway, trek, trek over the byway, trek, trek. Your way is my way, pack our things and trek. Are you waiting till that something comes along?
Comes along.
If you think it's sure to come, you may be wrong.
May be wrong.
Take a chance with me today. Let's be getting on our way. For the time is flying, don't delay too long. Let's pack our things and trek together, pack our things and trek. We'll have no worries but the weather, pack our things and trek. Trek, trek over the highway, trek, trek over the byway, trek, trek. Your way is my way, pack our things and trek. Let's be on our way today, today. We can get a very early start. Then nothing will worry us but the weather. We can roam around in and out the heather. Let's be on our way today, today. Come along with us to stay. We're going to trek along, let's pack our things and trek away.
Do you wonder where we're going to get the rent? Do you ever wonder where the weekly wages went? When the houses are so high that you cannot see the sky, did you ever think of living in a tent?
is rocking that Billabong bikini like she's sponsored. Asking me if I can rub that copper tone on her. Got a couple bucks, but I'm spending them like they pay souls. Might be Motel 6 and but it feels like Turks and Caicos. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. Party all day like you at your alma mater. Put a little liquor in my coconut water. The ice is starting melting cause it's always getting hotter. Singing, hey, let's party like we on vacation. Hey, let's party like we on vacation. Toes up in the sand, cold in my hand. Toes up in the sand. Playing all my jams in my Walgreens beach chair, working on my tan. Feels like it's Jamaica and I'm sipping on some red stripe. But I'm in Decatur, baby, crushing on that.
Summer day scene for you if you haven't had your vacation yet. You have 1 week off all summer. So you take it in a state park up in, let's just say, Maine. You pull into your small allotted space in your small foreign vehicle and set up your small tent, put out your large Coleman stove. And that night, while you're sleeping, in the side across from you, in pulls Dave and his entire family in a rented Winnebago. And you know it's rented because they're moving so slowly.
That's good, honey.
Next morning you wake up, and strung tree to tree are those little items that look so good in a backyard, but not in your wilderness area, those little Chinese lanterns. The children are outside making a lot of noise, playing battery-powered Nintendo games, and Dave loves to talk. Dave doesn't know when to stop talking. Dave follows you to the showers, wants to talk about park regulations, his fishing license, the weather this summer compared to last summer. So this is a whistle-along. I've got the wonderful Davettes beside me. And you'll know when to whistle because we start to whistle uncontrollably. And you'll know what to whistle because we drive the melody into the ground before we get there. Thank you.
He has the weekend off and Monday is a holiday. He drives for hours and hours to sit in a lawn chair by the bay.
Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave.
Talking about Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave. He's there with a can of beer, got work clothes on, but he never moves. Look out, I think he's kind of weird. He's setting up a bug zapper barbecue.
Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave.
Talking about Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave. Has a dog without a name.
Dave has a dog, but the dog doesn't have a name. Dave has a dog, but the dog doesn't have a name. So we call it Dave.
Dave's dog, Dave.
Well, he left his chair and he's coming up the lane, walking fast. Don't look, don't smell, don't stare, cause he never stops talking and we never get past.
Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave.
Oh, what a Dave, man. I'm talking about
Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave.
He has the weekend off and Monday is a holiday,
Dave.
He drives for hours and hours to sit in a lawn chair by the bay.
Dave's holiday, Dave's holiday, Dave.
I'm talking about Dave's holiday,
Dave's holiday,
Dave. Take a solo. Excellent. Hold hands, it's a folk concert. For the Dave Wave. Bring it home now.
airport terminal, the planes are landing. Traveling somewhere and it feels fantastic. Rolling across the terminal floor. And the sky's so high and the ground's so low. And I think I'm dying, but I'm just being born. The airport terminal, the planes are landing. So unusual. Everybody here is having an unusual day. It's 10:24 in an unusual time zone, and I'm feeling fine in an unusual way. And we're going so high as I'm flying so low, and I'm saying goodbye to the world I know. At the airport terminal, the planes are landing. Through the terminal, we all can grow. And it's time to let go. But I'm lying down on the terminal floor. And I'm running toward the terminal door. And I'm eating porridge, but I've heated it for the wrong amount of time. At the airport terminal, I feel so imaginative. Imagining where all the planes are going.
Chicago the other night and was headed back home on a morning flight. I had my luggage all checked to Nashville, Tennessee. So I got on board to find a comfort seat, and the stewardess smiled at me real sweet. Said, "Welcome aboard, sir, on flight number 103. So I found myself a nice easy chair. Then the captain's voice came over the air. He said, "Welcome aboard, folks, this is Captain Lee. Said the weather's kind of nasty down here, but where we're going it should be clear, and the time in Nashville right now is 3:30. Now I've flown hundreds of times before, but friend, when I heard them engines roar, I buckled down that old seatbelt good and tight. Then down the runway, Nashville bound, that big old bird lifted off of the ground, so I leaned on back and prepared to enjoy the flight. Then the stewardess brought some scrambled eggs, and the guy beside me, he checked the legs, and the other guy beside him made a funny crack. Just about that time I heard a yell, and I saw a friend that I knew right well, and he waved at me and hollered out, "Hi, Jack." Well, I really don't know who's to blame, 'cause Jack has always been my name, but I want to tell you right now, and this is true. Had I known the problems that were coming to me just for being on flight number 103, I'd have wished my ma and pa had to call me soon. The stewardess screamed and then threw the eggs all over the guy that had checked her legs and spilled hot coffee all down over some woman's dress. Then a voice come over that intercom, "Some nuts aboard and he's got a bomb, and 13 people had cardiac arrests." The air police jumped on me real fast, and the pilot, he started dumping the gas. My buddy that hollered at me, well, he just froze. The marshal, he grabbed me around the neck, then he threw me down like he broke my neck and stuck a great big old 38 right on my nose. Well, I tried to tell him that Jack's my name, and I had no intention of bombing the plane, and just about that time everything went black. Well, he brought that gun down upon my head, and it hurt so bad that I thought I was dead, and all because my buddy had said, "Hi, Jack." Then when I awoke down there on the ground, with my hands all cuffed and my feet all bound, I felt right lucky just to know I was really alive. Now the stars can all fall out of the sky, and all hell can freeze before I'll fly, and especially if it's on flight 103. So my friend, if you have to sing some night, then I have to get up and catch a morning flight, be sure you remember exactly what I've said. And if you see a friend, you better use some tact, and especially if his name is Jack, and if you have to speak at all, you better call him Fred.
Like briny seas, rolling waves, an ocean breeze, then go, Hey, a ship for yourself.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. Only thought I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. I'm a rambling man. Don't give your heart to a rambling man. You'd better move away. You're standing too close to the flame. Once I mess with your mind, your little heart won't be the same. Mess around with any old rambling man.
Bye. to escape. The city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long straight road ahead. Could taste your sweet kisses, your arms open wide. This fever for you and just burning me up inside. I drove all night to get to you. Is that all right? I drove all night, crept in your room, woke you from your sleep to make. From falling apart. No matter where I go, I hear the beating of our one heart. I think about you when the night is cold and dark. No one can move me the way that you do. Nothing erases this.
Okay, good evening, friends. Welcome once again to that peculiar place between fact and fantasy known as the Bit Slap. Okay, or, you know, between any rock and hard place you can name, that's where we are. This week we are on vacation. The show is pre-recorded, so there will be no phone calls taken, as in every week, really. I'm always pre-recorded. But I thought I'd, you know, pretend to go away somewhere, because I didn't really go anywhere. I'm still sitting at home. But it's nice. This is like I'm in Maine now, right? Last time I went away was last June. I went to New Jersey. God knows why. I had two weddings, and I didn't get anywhere near the shore, so it's not a vacation. But I did go to Campobello Island, which is a little tiny island off the coast of Maine, but it's actually Canada. And that was where the summer home of FDR and his family was, and that was actually pretty cool. Just the idea of going into Canada, where Roosevelt went all the time. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about my show. We started out with Billy Murray. That was I'll Do It All Over Again. Apparently, I got 3 points in Billy Murray exploitation credits for that. since it's not a 78 show. Andrew Sisters after that, Pack Our Things and Trek. Vacation was Thomas Rhett. You remember him. Thomas Rhett, Rhett and Link, right? Yeah. Okay. Patty Larkin and Moaning and Boning about Dave's Holiday. We've all met Dave, haven't we? Oh, yes, we have. Makes me want to not go anywhere. After that, the B-52s and, of course, Rome. Everybody knew that. At the airport terminal was a guy named Bill Wirtz, and that's kind of a yellow flag there, I think. I don't know. Hank Snow, Hi, Jack. Yeah, that's kind of corny, but what the hell, right? Journey to the Moon was Eddie D and his brothers of whatever. Waiting for the Rapture, and I'd like to remind them that we'll take up your car keys before the Rapture, okay? Go Take a Ship for Yourself was Benny Bell, the shaving cream man himself. And then Waylon Jennings, I'm a Ramblin' Man. Of course, Waylon Jennings is a Ramblin' Man. And then two songs I'd never heard before this week. One was Barbara Dane, I'm On My Way. I got a kick out of that. She's going to kick your butt, buddy, so... better hope she doesn't get there. And then Roy Orbison, I Drove All Night, which I never heard, honestly, I never heard that before. And I couldn't find out when it was from, but I can hear Fred Lynn all over it, so who knows. Anyway, we have a bunch more because we're just rolling and wrong. Got a bunch of places that we've been on this vacation coming up, and after that, we'll talk about them.
Salt Lake City sucks! You're from... Salt Lake City. What do I think about that?
Hearted saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smothered enough to reap the corn and leaf where I was born. Got a stout MacLeod, the banished ghost and goblets, a brand new pair of brogues to rot the love of the bogs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road. It's a double of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn them down the rocky road and all the ways to double and make for all the dog. In Mullingar that night I rested limb so weary, started by daylight next morning leading there. He took a drop of the pure to keep me heart and shrink, and that's the paddy's cure. When there is up for drinking, they hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style to touch a heart a bubbling. They asked me, was I hired and wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt to hare and turn them down the rocky road and all the way to double and make for lollyga. In double and next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon in the private view of Dunfin City. Then I took a stroll all among the quality bundle. It was stowed in a neat locality. Something crossed me mind when I looked behind. No bundle could I find upon me stick of water, and inquiring after the rogue sat me cunnus brogue. It wasn't much in vogue on the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt to hare and turn them down the rocky road and all the ways to double and make for lully da. From there I got away, me spirits never failing, and it undecayed just as the ship was sailing. Captain at me road said that no room had he when I jumped aboard a cabin flew for paddy down among the pigs. Did some hearty rigs, I paid some hearty jigs. The water ruined me bubbling when I fully had. I wished myself was dead or better far instead. On the rocky road, it's a double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hill and turn it down the rocky road, and all the ways to double and make for lully da. The boys have lived with fuel when we safely landed. Called myself the fool, I could no longer stand it. Blood began to boil, temper I was new as impure out there in Zyle. They began abusing harami, so well says I'm a shillelagh, I let fly. Galway boys were by and so I was a hobbling with the lower hooray. The joy and in the affray quickly clear the way for the rocky road. To double and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to double and make for lully da.
is the capital city of Saskatchewan with around 200,000 people and a devotion to ecology that has resulted in a system of over 100 parks. City Hall is part of a cluster of modern buildings in the downtown area. It's a highly livable city that pulses with the energy of dynamic business leaders. Museums like the Regina Plains Museum preserve and interpret the cultural, social, and economic development of the area.
Expressway from Ohio to Iowa. Then I'm gonna ride the road from Iowa to Idaho. I wish they'd build a highway from Idaho to Hawaii. Oh, I know that you can fly, but I'd rather drive on the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. On the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. That's the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Gonna buy me some pineapple when I'm in Hawaii. Maybe pick up some pineapples when I'm out in Idaho. I'm gonna buy me an apple pie when I'm driving through Iowa. And a pallet of thermometers at the Costco in Toledo, Ohio. That's pineapple, apple pie, and a pallet of thermometers at the Costco in Toledo, Ohio. Ohio, Iowa, here we go. On the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. What a crowd. Okay, just the girls now. Here we go. That's the... Yeah. When I go to the dentist and it puts my gums to sleep, I can't feel my tongue or teeth, and my lips feel like a piece of meat. When it's firing up this drill bit and I'm drowning in my own spit, I sing along with the hits like the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Okay, everybody at the dentist, here we go. If I get lockjaw from stepping on a rusty fender, or I got my teeth wired shut, a sipping burgers from a blender, or I'm doing an impression of Clint with my teeth all clenched and my eyes all squinched on the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Okay, Clint Eastwood, guys, you can do it. Here we go.
It's the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway. Punk. That's the Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii highway.
And now here's a message from your friends at Studebaker. Whoa, whoa now, whoa.
There she is, Dr. B. Baxter Sr.
California.
Yep, we finally made it, Mama. All of us, the whole family, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga.
Yeah, after miles of trackless desert and towering mountains.
Tornadoes and rock slides.
Thunderstorms and snake bites.
Athlete's foot and famine.
Black flies and gingivitis.
Runny nose and scratchy throat.
Flaky dandruff and ring around the collar.
Chigger bites and the heartbreak of psoriasis. At times I could see the headline, Pioneer Family Nearly Itches to Death.
Remember when little B. Baxter Jr. throwed up in your tackle box?
Yeah, I never thought I'd laugh about that, but here we are, California, thanks to our Studebaker, Conestoga. Say, Mama, what do you say after the dog does the dishes tonight? We send B. Baxter Jr. and little Ida Bell out to pick huckleberries, and you and me will pooch up in the backseat of the Conestoga.
Just like we used to do back in Knoxville.
You'll never see Knoxville again, Mama.
Thanks to our Studebaker.
Studebaker is the one to get you to the coast. Going overland, they'll lend a hand. Of all the wagons, they're the toast. Studebaker Mormons do. And Quakers love the one when they're needing a wagon. Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today, Studebaker, today, Studebaker.
Studebaker, four wheels and a tongue will get you clear to California. Dealerships available.
Somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour without a care. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah, places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour.
First I'm gonna see Nashville, Tennessee. Then Madison, Wisconsin is where I gotta be. Yeah, then I'll take a plane to... Well, actually, I'm afraid to fly, so I think I'll take the train. Let's go, go, go!
Going to Trenton, New Jersey, Frankfort, Kentucky. Maybe take a trip to Jackson, Mississippi. Let's see what they can show me. In Jefferson City, Missouri. Santa Fe, New Mexico. Denver, Colorado. Boise, Idaho. I love it every time that I go. In 1492, he sailed the ocean blue. But next week, I'll see Columbus in Ohio. Grab a little sunshine in Tallahassee, Florida. Take a bite of a peach in Atlanta, Georgia. I've never been to Carson City in Nevada or Lincoln, Nebraska. You can catch me in Phoenix, Arizona or Sacramento, California. Yeah, St. Paul, Minnesota. Maybe Juneau, Alaska, yeah. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah. Places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour without a care. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah. Places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour.
Boston, Massachusetts, Concord, New Hampshire. Going to Vermont for Montpelier. Montgomery, Alabama, then Washington, D.C. to see the nation's capital.
Aloha to Honolulu, Hawaii, Des Moines, Iowa, so peaceful to me. Going to Springfield, Illinois, to build a little house on a prairie. In Little Rock, Arkansas, I love what I saw. Going back to Dover, Delaware, cause I want more. Indianapolis, Indiana, and Hartford, Connecticut, need an encore. Smelling pine trees in Augusta, Maine, I like Topeka, Kansas, I'm glad that I came. But I've never been to Salt Lake City, in Utah or Richmond, Virginia. Gonna see Bismarck, North Dakota, in Charleston, West Virginia, yeah. Annapolis, Maryland, maybe Lansing, Michigan, yeah.
Helena, Montana, Columbia, South Carolina. Gotta go to Pierre, South Dakota, yeah. Follow if you wanna. I'll be eating a banana in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Schedule that on my planner. Friends say I gotta come sooner to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. So I guess I'm gonna. But first I'm going to Cheyenne, Wyoming, then party in Raleigh, North Carolina. Yeah. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Can't think of a rhyme for Pennsylvania. So I'm skipping to Salem, Oregon, then Austin, Texas. And then maybe Albany, New York for breakfast. Providence, Rhode Island was a blast. And Olympia, Washington was just the bestest.
I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah. Places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour without a care. I want to take a little trip somewhere, yeah. Places.
trip somewhere, yeah. Places I've never been, yeah. Going on a tour.
Well, sure, I guess I've rid on about everything you got to ride on here in New York since I've been here. I've rode on them electric cars and horse cars and that skylight elevated railroad. While I found a new one the other day. I was standing over on Avenue 5 and along come the doggonest looking contraption I ever seen in all of my born days. It looked like a cross between a hay rack and a bandwagon. Well, I said to the gentleman standing there, "Mister, what do you call that thing?" He said, "Well, sir, that's a Fifth Avenue bus." I said, "Well, now, can I ride on it?" He said, "You can if you got a nickel." Well, I got in and sat down, and just as I got in the bus, there was a lady got in, had a little valise in her hand, and she did have the doggonedest time with that valise. She opened the valise and took out a purse and shut the valise and opened the purse and took out a dime and shut the purse, opened the valise and put in the purse and shut the valise, and gave the dime to the fellow what had charge of things, and he gave her a nickel back, and then she opened the valise and took out the purse and shut the valise, opened the purse and put in the nickel and shut the purse, opened the valise and put in the purse and shut the valise, and then she was ready to get off. I had to snicker right out. Well, I didn't have any small change, so I handed the fella a $5 bill. Minute he seen it, he said, "Whoa." He stopped the horses, come around the hind end of the bus. He said, "Who gave me that $5 bill?" I said, "I did, and it was a good one, too." He said, "Well, now, you come out here. I want to see you." Well, I didn't know what he wanted, but I just made up my mind. If he indulged in any foolishness with me, I'd flop him in just about a minute. Well, I got out there. He said, "Now, looky here. Did you give me that $5 bill?" I said, "Yes, sir. By cracky, that's just what I did." Well, he said, "Now, which one of the horses do you want?" Guys, I don't believe I'd give him $5 for the whole doggone contraption.
Well, good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. Now, good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. I'm heading into Nashville just as happy as can be. Keep them eight-wheel drivers rolling, boy. They're talking just to me. Saying good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. I've rode from Maine to Frisco. Yes, I've traveled everywhere. I've rode the blinds and gone first class when I could pay the fare. There's not a train I haven't rode while I was on the roam. But show me that upper berth there, man, because now I'm going home. Good night, Cincinnati.
Good night.
Good morning, Tennessee.
Well, good morning.
Well, I'm heading into Nashville just as happy as can be. Keep them eight-wheel drivers rolling, boys. They're talking just to me. Saying good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. B&O and the Chesapeake both took me on my way. But I'm aboard that hummingbird now, and she's humming, yes, siree. Saying good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. Good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee.
Well, I'm heading into Nashville. I'm just as happy as can be. Keep them eight-wheel drivers rolling, boy. They're talking just to me. They're saying goodnight, Cincinnati. Morning, Tennessee. I've been in all the cities, lots of people I have met, but there's one sort of special that I know I can't forget. She'll be waiting at the station with a great big kiss for me, so it's good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. Well, good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. I'm heading into Nashville. I'm just as happy as can be. Keep them eight-wheel drivers rolling, man. They're talking just to me. They say good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. Good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee.
And I walk up and down neath the clock.
By the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
But I ain't got a thing left to hock. She was peaches, she was honey, and she cost me all my money. Cause the whirl round the town was her dream.
Was her dream.
Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with the sights that they never had seen.
Never seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I've just got to get 5 or 10.
5 or 10. From the pawn shop on a corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel again.
Honey, and she cost me all my money, cause the whirl round the town was her dream.
Was her dream. Took her dancing, took her dining, till her blue eyes were shining with a light that they never had seen.
If you should run into a golden-haired angel and ask her tonight for a date, she'll tell you somewhere there's a rich millionaire who is calling again about eight.
There's a pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I've just got to get 5 or 10.
5 or 10. From the pawn shop on the corner in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Gotta be with my angel again.
Down in Arkansas, the only gal I ever loved.
to pick things up. Of course I tried. I killed my half and his half died. Downey in Arkansas. Downey in Arkansas. Downey in Arkansas. Downey in Arkansas. The only gal I ever loved. Lived Downey in Arkansas. A very funny wedding happened down our way. Downey in Arkansas. A feller named Old Mary, girl named me. Downey in Arkansas. As they marched down the aisle, you see, the organ played in a minor key. It played What Shall the Harvest Be? Downey in Arkansas. Downey in Arkansas. Downey in Arkansas. Downey in Arkansas. The only gal I ever loved lived Downey in Arkansas.
Town in this great nation that stands for liberty, it deserves a big ovation for its true democracy. Every citizen is equal, their brother side by side, and those happy smiling people are this country's joy and pride. They've got great big hearts in Little Rock, that all-American town. And they're very smart in Little Rock, their schools will never shut down. Shoulder to shoulder the citizens stand, respecting the laws of our wonderful land. They've got great big hearts in Little Rock, that all-American town. Mm-hmm.
out of Tucson with no destination in mind. I was running from trouble and the jail term the judge had in mind. And the border meant freedom, a new life, romance. That's why I thought I should go and start my life over on the seashores of old Mexico. My first night in Juarez, I lost all the money I had. One bad señorita made use of one innocent lad. But I must keep on running, it's too late to turn back. I'm wanted in Tucson, I know. Yeah, and things will blow over on the seashores of old Mexico. Two Mexican farmers en route to a town I can't say. Let me ride on the back of a flatbed half loaded with hay. Down through Durango, Colima, Almira, then into Manzanillo, where I slept in the sunshine on the seashores of old Mexico. After one long siesta, I came wide awake in the night. I was startled by someone who shadowed the pale moonlight. My newfound companion, one young señorita, who offered a broken hello. To the gringo she found on the seashores of old Mexico. She spoke of Sonora and swore that she'd never return. Her Mexican husband, she really had no great concern. But she loved a gringo, my red hair and lingo. That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico. Yeah, she loved a gringo, my red hair and a lingo. That's all I needed to know. Yeah, I found what I needed on the seashores of old Mexico.
Oh, yes, what a fanfare. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Really. No, no, stop it. You're embarrassing me. All right, we're back with another feeble explanation of the last 34 minutes of your time. 37, I believe. Whatever. All right, so this one we started out with the Rolling Scabs. They were popular as hell for about 45 seconds back in, I believe that was the 80s. But anyway, that was the Rolling Scabs. You know them from their big hits, We Are the Scabs, We Are the Scabs, and My Mama Smokes Pot. But this was their other big hit, Around the World in 80 Seconds, about their tour. I wonder how that went. Sockeye, after that, at one time voted the worst band in the USA. They didn't ask me. I would have agreed. That was called Your City Sucks, and I did listen to some Sockeye, and it sucks. So don't bother. I do this so you don't have to. The Dubliners. You didn't understand a word of that, did you? I didn't either. I even watched Trainspotting like 3 times to get ready for it. But no, Rocky Road to Dublin, I figured it has the word road in it. It's got to be okay somewhere, but I enjoyed that. Experience Regina was the tourist board of Saskatchewan. The Ohio, Iowa, Idaho, Hawaii Highway. Say that 3 times fast. That was Haywood Banks, a young fellow about my age. Let's see, Riders in the Sky after that. The Studebaker Conestoga. Four Walls and a Tongue will get you across the country. Okay, remember that. Renald Francoeur. Yes, you were right. That was Renald Francoeur, and that was Tour of the States. Uncle Josh rides the Fifth Avenue bus, just like a real guy, not like some weird tourist. I wonder if he was laughing the whole time on the bus. I think he would be. But anyway, I don't know. I don't know where Josh is from. I think he's from Pumpkin Center, but nobody knows where that is. Anyway, good night, Cincinnati. Good morning, Tennessee. I guess, you know, Cincinnati is about 200 miles from Tennessee, so I guess it's accurate. Tex Williams there. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania was Guy Mitchell. Guy Mitchell got a gold record for that, and it reached number 4 in the States. I had never heard of it before, you know, a couple of years ago. Anyway, down in Arkansas was Fred Hanford, along with Pee Wee Myers. We heard from the characters twice. Little Rock, That All-American Town, and Sleepy Cape Canaveral Moon. Their specialty was flops. I think you could see in those two what we're dealing with here. And then the seashores of old Mexico from Mr. Merle Haggard. I like that as a way to stop. So anyway, I got 2 more for you, about coming home. Not really, but all right. I just kind of, you know. So anyway, I will see you next week with more stuff about something. Stay tuned for then.
One more hotel and one more motel, one more diner or two, one more one-night stand on one more bandstand, and honey, I'll be coming home to you. Well, honey, I miss you, and I'd love to kiss you and hold you like I always do. But I gotta play this guitar and sing another sad song for the friends and neighbors here in Waterloo. It's one more hotel and one more motel, one more diner or two, one more one-night stand on one more bandstand, and honey, I'll be coming home to you. We've got a show tomorrow in Sweetwater, Texas, with Johnny and Waylon and me. And when the show is over, we'll sign a few autographs and head back to Nashville, Tennessee. It's one more hotel and one more motel, one more diner or two, one more one-night stand on one more bandstand, and honey, I'll be coming home to you. There's always some pretty girls hanging around the bandstand, but honey, you know I'm always true. And when the show is over, I'll go back to my hotel and dream pretty dreams of you. One more hotel and one more motel, one more diner or two, one more one-night stand on one more bandstand, and honey, I'll be coming home to you. One more hotel and one more motel, one more diner or two, one more bandstand, and honey, I'll be coming home to you. Yes, honey, I'll be coming home to you.
Just thing.